off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Rachel. I'm really well. How are you?
Very, very good. Thank you. It's good. A sunny morning out there in Tamaki Makaurau, and we're talking books. You know, all good things all round.
So the book I've got today is a big, lavish beauty that urge everyone to check out. It's called Tatou, A History of Samoan Tattooing by Sean Mellon and Sebastian Gayo. And it's published by Te Papa Press. And this book cleaned up at the PANS Book Design Awards last week, which I was one of the judges.
Awesome.
And
was it a standout for you?
Oh, absolutely. It really, really was. Although it was, every shortlisted title was pretty amazing. So, you know, sometimes it came down to half a point. But this book won the categories for best illustrated, best typography, best book.
I was actually just going to say the typography is really nice.
It's beautiful. And it also won the People's Choice Award, which as a judge is really gratifying. The book that we picked as best book
is also the book people loved as well.
Yeah, and that also happened last year as well. So, people are picking up on the same things, but it's such a triumph of a book.
It's beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's just really nice.
I've seen quite a few people talking about this book online, actually. It is an absolutely gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. I think it's a real triumph of publishing because it's beautifully produced. It's an important book because it's the cultural history of something like, 30 decades of the practice, really comprehensive. But no stone has been left unturned in the production of this book. Everything is beautiful, as you can see.
It's lovely paper as well.
I was going to say the paper's beautiful.
Yeah, and custom typography, beautiful imagery productions.
So does it go from, where does it pick up in the history? So is it quite recent or is it the long history?
It's the long history. So 3,000 years of practice. And so it sort of begins as the rite of passage of the practice, and then it kind of goes through the social and cultural significance, and it traces the origins of tattooing, and then examines the Samoan tattooing from the 1700s to the 1900s, and then the third part looks at the 20th century history. And contemporary practices. And it's a collaboration between Sebastian Gayo, who's a French anthropologist, and he's contributed extensive archival and ethnographic fieldwork to this.
Wow.
And also Sean Mellon, who is senior curator of Pacific Collections
at Te Papa.
And cultures at Te Papa.
Right.
Yeah. And Te Papa Press are known for their absolutely beautiful publishing.
I feel like it's a museum in a book.
Oh, totally, yeah. And
these photos in this are just absolutely stunning.
They really are.
They're really amazing, and they totally, It's such a diverse practice, and it's just really, really well represented in this book, I think.
It really is. It's so comprehensive, and there's lots of different contributors as well, poets and academics and historians.
Cool.
And it's drawn from journals, poetry, photographs, exhibition catalogues, and also oral histories that look at, you know, rituals and protocols, ceremonies. They're all explored. And it looks at the tools, which is really interesting as well.
So is it told in like a story format? Like, would you read it like you'd read a novel?
The way I read it was I actually dipped in and out.
Okay.
And I sort of thought, because bits would catch my eye because there's so many little different pieces within each part.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't read it as a narrative piece, but I mean, I guess it does chart the whole narrative over 30 decades of the practice.
That's kind of nice. Maybe it's the kind of book you can read alongside whatever else you're reading.
That's exactly what I did. And I really love on the cover, there's this sort of shark tooth motif that's sort of repeated throughout.
Embossed into the cover.
And I think it's a really scholarly, but also really accessible. I found it very readable.
Totally. I'm just looking at the tattooing tools, continuity, change, and cultural loss. There's amazing photos in here of traditional methods of doing this, but also then like paired with some sort of contemporary ways of doing it as well. It seems like a really, really comprehensive history.
Someone sticks it in saying they're trying to find it online. Where can they buy it? You can buy it from the Time Out website online, which
you absolutely can.
Timeout.co.nz, and then there's a little shop online tab. And if you just search it there, then it should it should pop up.
It's also really amazing because there's lots of sort of like, I guess, archival and documentary style photographs in here, but then there's a lot of work by contemporary artists too. So lots of names that people might recognise popping up in this as well. Yeah, really incredible book. It's quite engrossing.
It's such a... I can see you're totally engrossed
in it. Yeah.
It's such a triumph of publishing, I think. Just really elegant and respectful treatment of the subject matter. I just think, I really appreciate all the attention that's been paid to all the detail.
There is an amazing... I've just opened it on a page of an amazing sort of like comic strip drawing of Selena Tusitala Marsh's... it's Tusiata Avia's Under My Skirt, rather. Wild Dogs. My Skirt. Yeah, it's the poem turned into an amazing comic strip as well. There's so many gems in this book.
So cool. Yeah, absolutely love this book. And it did really well at the Book Design Awards.
That's so cool. Sounds like a win-win all round, basically, this one.
But also, I reckon people should check out all the shortlisted titles in that category, because... it was pretty, some beautiful work and
but this is definitely
check this one out.
There's a whole bit here I've just opened, Tattooed Bodies and Contemporary Art by Nina Tonga. I love Nina Tonga's writing and curation, so this is definitely up my street.
It's a wonderful book.
Remind us of the name again.
So it's called Tato, A History of Samoan Tattooing by Sean Mellon and Sebastian Gayo. And it's published by Te Papa Press.
And you can grab it from Time Out Books.
Yep, online or in store.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful book.
That was Loose Reads.